97.9 The Box, Lupita Nyong'o. How are you doing this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. So the movie 12 Years as a Slave comes out in theaters today here in Houston. Break down the movie real quick for everybody.
12 Years a Slave is a story about a free black man in the 1800s. He lived in upstate New York, had a career, a family, and he gets abducted and sold into slavery in Louisiana, where he spends 12 years. So 12 Years a Slave is the story of his life in slavery.
Now, Lupita, I hear there's a lot of Oscar buzz for you and your performance, and you play Patsy in the movie?
Yes, I do.
So tell us about your character, Patsy, and like I said, there's a lot of Oscar buzz for you for this particular role.
Well, I play Patsy. She's a slave woman on the plantation that Solomon Northup spends most of his 12 years, and she is the fastest cotton picker of the bayou, but she's also the involuntary slave mistress of their tyrannical master, Edwin Epps. And he demonstrates his love for her in affectionate but oftentimes disturbingly cruel ways.
Now, Michael Fassbender plays you're the Epps character, right?
Yes.
Now I always wonder about this because, you know, JQ, the white actors who play the slave owners and stuff like that, sometimes there's blurred lines in the portrayal if they play it too well. How did you guys get along, and how did you deal with some of the heavy scenes you guys were filming?
We got along very well. I mean, Michael Fassbender is an incredible human being, so warm, so generous, so loving. And so we had a very good rapport off set. When we were not being Patsy and Epps. And, you know, I think this film, we all had a lot of love for each other, a lot of love and respect, and I think that's the only way to do such a film, because you need to be able to trust each other to go to those depths, you know. And he had to do what he had to do in order to do Solomon Northup's story justice.
Now, in the movie, you know, you're working with some great people, of course, Brad Pitt and the lovely Alfre Woodard. How was it working with them? Did they give you any pointers, and how was it on the set working with them?
Actually, I never did work with Brad Pitt on set, but I did work with Alfre, and that was such an amazing experience to be able to observe such a veteran at work, you know. And you know, all these actors, what's wonderful about acting is that you become... You have to meet each other on a peer level in order to do the work you need to do. And these actors were so generous and open with me and welcomed me and actually regarded me as a peer, which was so necessary for me to feel like I was meant to be there. You know what I mean? So. Yeah. I learned a lot from watching them work, for sure.
We're talking to Lupita Nyong'o of the movie 12 Years as a Slave. She plays Patsy in the movie. Oscar buzz for her portrayal in the movie. Coop, you had a question?
Now, Lupita, how did you research the character and then get her dialect and voice right?
Well, we had a great dialect coach, Michael Busker, and so he and I worked together. You know, we don't have any recordings of this time in American history, so what we did was we used a sample from a place called G's Bend in Alabama and worked off of that and found, you know, the unique Patsy sound.
The audition for you to get this role, there were so many actresses. Take me through that whole process.
Well, you know, I didn't know about all those actresses. I didn't know that there were thousands of people auditioning for this role. And thank goodness, because I think that would have crippled me. yeah, you know, it's nice when you're blissfully ignorant to these things. So my manager got the script for another client of hers, Garrett Dillahunt, who's also in the movie, and she thought Patsy would be a good role for me to try out for. So I auditioned 3 times in 3 different states.
Now, Lupita, what was the, because this is emotional material, what was the hardest scene for you to do in this movie?
Thing was incredibly difficult because Patsy had to have an undercurrent of grief and sorrow at all times. And for me, the scene, what I can say is the scene that surprised me was a scene in which my wounds were getting attended to. I just had overlooked that scene. And when it was happening, I was just met with, I was so uncomfortable in that scene. And I just realized that my discomfort was temporary, but Patsy's was permanent. And that was really a sad thing to just realize. And it just really quietened my soul, you know.
Now, after the whole movie was done, packaged up, and you got a chance to see the whole movie on screen, what was your overall feeling about the movie?
Oh, my God. I felt so many things. I tell you, I cried through the entire thing. It was a cathartic experience. I was proud. I was sad. I was filled with love and awe. I mean, it was just so many things. It's impossible to just say one thing. But I remember feeling so lucky to be living in a time with Steve McQueen. That was the one thing that I can say. I was felt so blessed watching that film. And everybody who gets a chance to watch it is so lucky, you know, that a man, such a great artist, is making this moving piece of art. Moving because it's motion, and moving because it's like, it touches the soul. And I just feel so blessed to have had that opportunity to work with him and to watch his work.
Now, Lupita Nyong'o, you're talking about director Steve McQueen, but you're also a movie filmmaker and director and everything like that. Do you have any advice for some of the local Houston folks looking to get into filmmaking?
Just do it.
Just do it. Put something on get your film done, right?
Yeah, just get your film done. I think too often we stop ourselves because we think we need to know more or know more people, you know. And your biggest gift is ignorance. Just do it. If you have something to say, say it.
Okay.
Just find a way to say it.
Well, we're going to be looking for you on Oscar night, okay? Lupita Nyong'o. It is 12 Years as a Slave. It's in theaters today. Go, everybody, go out there and see it. And thank you very much for talking to 97.9 The Box.
Thank you. Bye-bye.